From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. The stock market had one of its best days in a long time today. The Dow Industrials gained more than 400 points. That's about 3.5%. The rally began just after the Fed announced a new plan to deal with the credit crisis. Many banks are overloaded with bad mortgage debt, and that makes it a lot harder for them to make loans for things like homes and cars and college tuition. As NPR's Jim Zaroli reports, the Fed's new effort is meant to help banks dig out of the hole they're in.
Later this month, the Fed will auction off some $200 billion in U.S. Treasury bills to the nation's big banks and brokerage houses. That in itself is not unusual. The Fed has been flooding the financial system with money for months. It wants to make as much money available to the nation's banks as possible. Lakshman Ashathan is managing director of the Economic Cycle Research Institute.
They're hoping that these institutions will turn around and begin to do business in the sense that they would begin to loan money and make transactions that they have essentially stopped doing since the fall.
The problem is that the banks haven't been taking the bait. They have so much bad debt on their balance sheets from the subprime mortgage crisis that they can't lend. That's one big reason why mortgage rates haven't come down more. There's not enough mortgage money available. So the Fed will make this huge new trough of money, this $200 billion, available to the banks in the form of Treasury bills. And here's what's different. Banks will be able to bid on it using their bad mortgage debt as collateral. That means they can swap their bad investments for U.S. Treasury bills, which are among the safest investments around. That will improve their balance sheets, and they'll be able to lend more money to each other and to consumers. Economist Drew Mattis of Lehman Brothers says the idea is one of the smartest things the Fed has done in a long time.
To the extent that you are improving conditions in the mortgage market, it will improve or potentially lower the interest rates that you have to pay for a mortgage.
Of course, the Federal Reserve has been trying for months to get banks to lend without success, and this effort could fail as well. But with the economy grinding to a halt, Fed policymakers are having to get creative, and investors seem to approve of their efforts today. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.